best old-time radio from people you trust. The Radio Nostalgia Network, where the oldies are still young.
Superheroes are those fictional characters noted for their feats of courage and nobility, and who possess abilities beyond those of mere common man. They have inspired us since their debut in 1938, and have kept us in suspense with epic adventures. Join us as we go back to the early days of radio and our imaginations. Now to this week's action adventure of superheroes.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies that even the G-Men cannot reach. The Green Hornet.
Publisher matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato. Here's where we smash a stolen gun racket.
Our story begins late at night in the suburbs outside the city as one of the circulation trucks of the Daily Sentinel climbs a steep slope with a load of early editions for the nearby rural towns. As the truck nears the top of the grade, the driver speaks.
Car coming, Jerry. See the headlights?
Yeah, coming fast.
As soon as we get over the rise, you'll see him.
Hey, it's a truck.
He's on the wrong side of the road. Get over, get over.
Look out, you're heading straight for us.
Jerry, you hurt?
No, I'm okay. He turned over.
Says I'm right. Just smashed my left front fender in the headlight.
Maybe they're hurt.
Okay, we'll take a look. And we gotta get traveling. Circulation man, Joe Skinner's alive. Those newspapers don't get delivered.
I don't see nobody.
Hello!
Hey, where are you? Where's the driver?
Gosh, Hadley. They ain't in the cab, but... Hadley.
Yeah, I see. Rear end opened up and they spilled right out.
They're guns, ain't they?
Yep, a truckload of guns. Yeah, I'll get them. Jerry!
What the...
Oh, nice going. They're out cold, Dutch.
Yeah, waiter. Blackjack works okay. But what are we going to do with them guns? Our truck is smashed up.
But take their truck.
Huh? A Daily Sentinel truck? Are you nuts?
You heard me. Get busy. Throw out them papers and switch the guns. We're taking their truck.
Daily Sentinel, publisher's office. The truck? Where? Yes, I'll tell him.
Yes, Miss Kate.
The circulation manager just called, Mr. Reed. That truck's been found.
Where is it?
Right in the center of Meadow Park.
Park? What about the driver and his helper?
No trace of them, Mr. Reed. The odd thing is, there weren't any newspapers in the truck.
They weren't delivered, were they?
No, sir. The papers never got to the dealers.
That's odd. Okay, Miss Kate. Tell them to keep after
Yes, sir. Well, looks to me like Hadley and Jerry are heading for a dressing down one.
Cassie, I brought him back alive. Where's Reed?
Who or what, expert? If you've been hunting, I haven't...
Hello, Miss Case.
Hadley and Jerry. Uh-oh, the alibi better be good. Mr. Reed's in his...
Miss Case...
Mr. Reed is here. Exhibit A and B, Mr. Reed. The Daily Sentinel's missing truck drivers.
I found them for you, Reed. They was
out... Never mind, Michael. Hadley, your truck was found in the center of the park, deserted. Did you leave it there?
No, sir. So help me, Mr. Reed. Jerry and I were climbing Balch Hill when we got clipped by a truck coming the other way.
I see.
I found them out that way, Reed. They was thumbing their way back to town.
Mr. Reed, the guys we hit slugged us. Their truck was wrecked, and they must have used ours. And you know for what, Mr. Reed? For guns.
Good grief.
Guns? Hadley, are you on the level?
So help me. We saw them scattered all over the ground just before they knocked us cold. Revolvers and machine guns and rifles, dozens of them.
Hello, get me the city desk, Miss Case.
Yes, sir.
Use your other phone. Get Sergeant Moran at police headquarters. Tell him about this. Ask him to go to the place where the trucks were wrecked with Moran.
Suffering snakes, I sure will, Reed.
Look for that other truck. See? Hello, Gunnigan. Reed talking. Keep a spot on the front page open. Our truck drivers ran into more than an accident. We may have a story, a big story.
Sure this is the spot? Where's the other truck?
It's gone. It was gone this morning when we came to.
You can see the marks from the tires, Moran.
That might have been anybody's tires. How do I know that you're not making this up, Hadley? It's just your word against...
Yeah? Look down the ravine.
Holy cross, the bundles of newspapers.
Sure, those lugs tossed them out to make room for the guns.
Yeah, well, we can't look around much longer. It's getting on towards dark.
If they switched in a hurry, they might have left something.
Gunnigan's got to have a story.
Then use your eyes and not your mouth, Axel.
I'm looking.
It was right here. Ask Jerry.
For Pete's sake, you said that before. Save
it. Holy crow!
Huh?
Moran, will you look what I found? Golly, wait till I tell Reed about this. Cato!
Oh, golly.
Who's at home?
What? Mr. Axford, why you first knock on door, then open door yourself?
On the counter. I'm that excited, Cato. Where's Reed, Cato?
I can hear you in the next county. You got news?
Reed, I found a gun.
You did?
Yep, Moran's got it. He took it over to headquarters to check the number.
Not a new gun?
Nope, it's been used before.
Well, that proves Hadley was telling a straight story, doesn't it?
It sure looks that way.
You called the city desk?
Sure I did. That's how I learned you was here at the apartment.
A truckload of used guns. Axford, we may have stumbled into something big. Some racket in guns.
Wait, Cato, answer, please. Mr. Reed's residence. Hello? One moment. It's for Mr. Axford.
Okay, that must be Sergeant Moran. Hello, Moran. You got news about that gun? Sure, I'm listening. Holy crow, Moran. Is that a fact? Golly. Sure, and thanks.
Sounds big, Axford.
Reed, that gun was the one used in the Crayley murder. It's the very same number.
The Crayley murder? But Dalford was tried and convicted for that crime a year ago. He died in a chair. Hey, wait a minute. Doesn't the police department take charge of all those guns immediately afterwards?
Yeah, Reed. They're supposed to destroy them or sell them to responsible parties.
Men who drive truck last night, not the responsible party, yes?
No, Cato. Honest people don't go around switching trucks or using blackjacks.
If you're asking me, Reed, there's something rotten in the police department. Somebody must be selling them guns to racketeers on the sly.
Axford, get over there.
The police department?
See Moran at once and start digging. Find out who has charge of those guns.
But there's a couple of them, Reed. There's Deputy Commissioner Stacy and his whole department. Nolan, Bailey.
Never mind the count. The Sentinel needs facts. Now, get going.
Okay, I'm on my way. So long. I'll see you in the headlines.
He certainly will see us in the headlines, Cato.
What do you mean, Mr. Britt?
Don't you know why he sent Axford away? We're going to do some investigating on our own hook. Open the sliding panel, Cato. The Green Hornet's taking a hand in this game.
Followed by Cato, Britt Reed stepped through the secret panel in the rear of his bedroom, then along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself, a passage that led directly to an adjoining building fronting on another street. It was a side street, dark and deserted. No one could guess that behind its ramshackle front, the building served as the hiding place for the sleek black beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
You have the Hornet mask and the gas weapon, Cato?
Yes, sir. I take them from the secret drawer.
The gun is loaded?
It's all ready. Where we go, please?
We're checking up on the underworld, Cato. With a Green Hornet mask and reputation, we should be able to uncover plenty that the police can't get. Okay, step on it.
As the great car roared into life, a section of the wall lifted in front of it. The car turned into the street. Then the section of wall closed automatically as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
See what we made today, huh, Wheeler?
Yeah. Two Tommy guns and a dozen automatics for Dice Conn. Guess he wants to protect his gambling joint.
Yeah, let him worry. We don't.
Nope, we just sell him the guns, that's all. Here's $1,000. Put it away.
Yeah. You know, Wheeler, I was kind of worried for a while.
About running into that Sentinel news truck?
Yeah. I thought there might be trouble. Well,
there would have been if we hadn't used a persuader to put them two guys to sleep.
Yeah, they didn't get a look at it.
Sure they didn't. After we used that truck and got rid of it, that's all there was to it.
Yeah. As long as you had some of our boys go after our truck. Is it fixed yet?
Yeah, they're working on it in the back. Be a couple of days yet. A
couple of days?
Don't be a sap, Dutch. We got to do it on the QT. If we took it to a regular repair joint, the cops might spot it.
So what?
But oh, plenty. A good detective could check the damage, find out what happened.
You mean there might be some paint from that Sentinel truck scraped off ours?
Yeah, something like that. Now, forget it. Count that change.
Yeah, okay.
Grab that, Dutch.
Yeah, who's calling? Hello, Petroni. This is Dutch. What's on your mind? Somebody asking about buying guns? As long as it ain't the cops and you know the guy, why, that's our business. Who asked you? Who? Hey. Hey. Hey, Petroni.
What's the matter?
Yeah, he hung up.
Didn't tell you?
I just said some guy.
Well, maybe you don't want to mention names.
It's funny, Wiener.
What?
We had a couple other phone calls about the same thing. Some guy looking for guns.
Yeah.
And no name mentioned.
That's the way I like it. That's playing it smart.
I don't know, the way Petroni sounded.
Oh.
Well, it's sort of like he was scared instead of careful. Like he was afraid to mention names.
Yeah, you're nuts. Besides, we got them guns in the cellar below the garage. No matter what happens, nobody could find them. And
who's that?
Come on, we'll see. Bring your gun.
Yeah, I got it.
Open the door.
What the? Why, there's nobody here.
Somebody rang that bell. It must have been...
Boss, look, stuck on the door. I just noticed.
Well, there's writing on it. I'm in the market for guns. I'll see you later. Oh, I wonder who could... Dutch, look at this.
Yeah, Wiener.
This sign right below the note. Dutch, it's the sign of the Green Hornet.
Wiener, Mr. Britt, you're certain?
Positive, Cato. I heard them through the door. That's why I left that note instead of talking.
What?
Wiener's the one who sells the guns. He mentioned something about a garage and a hidden cellar underneath. Before the Hornet starts juggling with him, I want to know more about it.
Pardon, please. Did Wiener name man behind him?
Political rat who's getting those guns to him?
That is it, yes.
No, Cato, we didn't mention any names. It's another reason for playing a waiting hand. I want to trap the big shot behind the racket, too.
I see.
I'll call Wiener later.
What is it?
Look, down the street at the corner. Isn't that Axford and Sergeant Moran?
Yes, sir. They have been checking on suspects, perhaps.
Yes, we're in luck, Cato. Hold on.
What's it do?
Drive right past them, Cato. We'll be gone before they have a chance to reach for guns. We'll give them something to talk about. Hold on. Here we go.
Axford, that car!
What is...
Holy Cloverland!
Where's my gun?
That's the Green Hornet!
Save your bullets. He's out of the sight already. But golly, Moran, even if we didn't get no place looking for that gun racketeer, at least I got something for the front page. The Green Hornet's busy again.
Now to continue our story. The following morning, Britt Reed read the Daily Sentinel story at the breakfast table before going to his office. He congratulated Axford for his reporting.
Yes, Axford, that's a nice yarn you phoned into the city there.
Gonna get like you too, Reed. Golly, the Hornet passed so close to us, I could have reached out and touched him. Like this.
Like you're touching me?
Yes.
Just as well you didn't try.
There wasn't time. There's only one thing wrong with the story, Reed.
Yes?
We wasn't allowed to mention nothing about the gun racket.
Of course not, Axford. If somebody in the police department's involved, the less said about that angle, the better. Did you and Moran get anything?
Not a blessed clue, Reed. If it wasn't for running into the Hornet, the evening would have been a total loss. You know, I've been thinking. I got a theory that...
Another theory.
No, wait. This
Excuse
one is...
please, Mr. Britt. It's almost 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Holy crow.
Yeah, I'm due at the office in 20 minutes, Axford. You'd better get the sedan.
I'll have it in front of the door at 5, Reed. So long, Cato.
Good day, Mr. Axford.
Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt? There's something for me to do?
Get over to Wayner's place at once.
Where we called last night?
Yes, I want you to watch them like a hawk. Find out where that garage is. Call me at the office on the private phone if you have to.
I understand. I go as soon as I finish dishes.
Come on, the dishes. Let them wait. Get moving and don't forget to phone me.
Do we go right in the garage, boss?
No. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Take a look around first.
Yeah, what's eating you? It's a lot of passers-by, that's all.
He might have been tailed.
For what? Nobody suspects us of anything.
Well, I don't know. That story in the Sentinel...
Just because it mentioned the Hornet don't mean nothing.
It mentioned the racket, too, Dutch.
Not ours.
Yeah? How do we know? Didn't put a name on it. It might have been our guns as well as anything else.
Not a chance. There ain't been no leaks or nothing like that.
Maybe so.
Yeah, there's nothing suspicious. A couple of dames across the street... The Chinese laundry man who just came around the corner coming this way, and there's two guys in front of the drugstore.
Okay, Dutch, I guess it's clear.
Clear as blue sky.
Come on, into the garage.
Yeah, I'll get the doors. Still working.
Inside.
So, that is garage. Now I remove this laundry bundle and find telephone. I call Mr. Britt. Tell him about garage.
But, Mr. Reed, what's the good of Axford taking this assignment if he can't mention names in the story?
Because we're not sure of names yet, Miss Case. We don't want a libel suit.
Outside of seeing the Hornet last night, what did they accomplish? He's been with Moran all day.
We're keeping after it, Miss Case.
Now, suppose the police are called off.
We still keep after it. Hadley's our employee. He and Jerry were slugged. Our truck was hijacked. Nobody can get away with that.
They're getting away so far. But I wonder who'd be passing those guns along.
Well, whoever it is making plenty, Miss Case.
I suppose so. The police pick up plenty of guns during a year, don't they?
Every gun used in a crime. And every gun for which there's no license.
And Deputy Commissioner Stacy heads that department.
Yes. Those guns are supposed to be destroyed or sold through legitimate channels. Certainly they shouldn't turn up again in the hands of racketeers. Yet over and over, the police have arrested criminals and found them in possession of guns used in previous crimes.
Well, I hope there's not...
Hey, Reed, I told you so.
Axford.
I thought you were at headquarters.
I just come from there. Reed, I told you I had a theory.
What are you talking about?
Holy crow, I'm talking about the Green Hornet. What else would it be?
What is it this time? Is the Hornet mixed up in that truck crash?
It ain't so funny, Casey. That's the right answer for one.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Axford. Aren't you stretching things by guessing?
It was a guess this morning, Reed, but it ain't now. Because the cops got a letter from the Hornet saying he knew all about them guns. So, you see, I... What's that?
The signal for your private phone, Mr. Reed.
I'll get it. If you want me, I'll be in my office, Miss Case.
But, Reed, I was just telling you...
Tell it to Miss Case. I'll be out in a few moments.
Casey, the cops ain't releasing the news yet.
Hello.
Mr. Britt, you know who's speaking?
Yes. You found the garage?
I dress like Chinese laundry man, Mr. Britt. I find garage. I see truck when they open door. I look around, then tell you all about garage later, yes?
Good work. I get the layout, find out how many exits there are. Axford's in the outer office. The police already have the Hornet note. Everything's set.
I understand, Mr. Britt.
I'll meet you back at the apartment tonight.
What about Axford?
Axford will be with the police. I'll see to that. When the Green Hornet calls Wayner on the phone, I don't want any outsiders listening.
Cleaned up a morning, Dutch.
Yeah, you put the heat on this afternoon, eh, boss?
Got your key?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds like the phone.
Yeah, inside. I'll take it. Hello?
You've been out? calling you for the last hour, Wayne.
Who is this?
I left a note on your door last night.
A note on the Green Hornet.
Hornet?
For my names. How many guns have you got for sale, Wayne?
You mean?
I mean the whole works, everything.
Well, I got more than 300, all different types.
What's your price on all of them?
On all of them? Hold the phone. That's the Hornet wants to buy every gun we got.
Hey, that guy's no piker.
What's the price?
Soak him.
Yeah. Hornet, suppose we make it, say, 20,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah, try and get guns any other way.
Okay, Wayner, 20,000. I want to see them first.
You can see them. You come over here and I'll have Dutch take it where I got them stashed. All right?
I'll be over. Goodbye.
Well, Dutch, looks like we're going to get rid of a load of hot stuff all at once, huh?
Yeah, Hornet don't fool around, does he?
20 grand. Well, that's more than a half of what we make in a month. I'll go over to the garage and get things lined up. You wait here for the Hornet, get it?
Okay, boss. I guess he'll be coming pretty soon, huh?
Cato. Is Oxford out?
Yes. You talk to Wayne, Mr. Blake?
Wayne around the police, Cato.
Police?
They'll be watching for the Black Beauty. It's up to us to lead them right into that garage.
I see.
But first, we're going over to Wayne's place.
Why do we do that?
Have you forgotten, Cato? There's someone else to trap beside Wayne.
Oh, the political one, yes?
A crooked policeman, Cato. The sooner the better.
I have gas, weapon, and mask, Mr. Blake, and the car's ready.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But how we find out who is policeman?
Wayne left one of his men at his home, Cato, to guide the Green Hornet to the guns. Cato, that man is going to talk. Plenty. Come on.
Instead of me. The time I think that Green Hornet to get jumpy. I don't like
what for, Dutch?
Hornet, I didn't hear you.
I make it a habit never to come in the front way, Dutch. Just in case. Wayner's gone?
Yeah.
You're alone here?
Yeah. What about it?
Just asking. I'd like to know where I stand.
Yeah, forget it, Hornet. You stand aces with us. You gotta buy all the guns we got.
Where did you get those guns?
Where did we?
Come on, you heard me.
But I. What do you mean?
Hot, aren't they?
Sure, they're hot. But what difference does it make to you?
I want everybody in on this deal, Dutch. Everybody get it?
Sure, Wayner and me and...
That's right, and the silent part.
Well, Wayner
said... Mind what Wayner said, you get him.
Hornet, I can't. He's supposed to remain in the dark.
He'll be in the dark, Dutch, permanently.
Hey, not your gun, don't.
I get busy.
Now listen, Hornet, those guns are...
Get busy, I pull this trigger.
But I tell you... Okay, I'll do my best.
Your best better be plenty good, Dutch. Now pick up that phone and use it.
Wayner won't like this.
I'm paying out 20 grand. He'll have to like it.
Maybe he's out.
You better not be for your sake, and you better be very persuasive, Dutch, for the same reason.
Yeah, they're ringing the number. What if he don't answer, Hornet? He answered. Hello, this is Dutch. You got to get over the garage right away. Yeah, I know it ain't regular, but...
Remember, Dutch, my gun...
You got to come now. Wayner says it's life or death. Hey, you will? Yeah. Okay.
That's better, Dutch.
All I kept seeing was that muzzle of your gun.
I'm using it, Dutch.
When I thought you was going to shoot it. You're kidding.
I want you out of the way, Dutch.
No, Hornet, wait. Don't shoot. I can't breathe. Hornet, you...
Out like a light. Okay.
You give him gas, Mr. Blake?
He won't bother us, Cato. He called the man we want.
Who is it?
I don't know yet. He mentioned no names. But the third member of this gun racket will be at the garage when we get there.
I see. We go now?
Not just yet. I want to give him time to get there. Besides, I want to be inside that garage before you drive in with the Black Beauty.
What?
Yes, Cato. You'll come in the front. And the police will spot my car and pile in after you. But there's a back exit from that garage out into the alley.
Oh, now I understand, Mr. Blake. We will be going out the back, yes?
That's right. You'll give me a chance to talk to Wayner and his partner about those guns before... I wonder.
Something is funny, Mr. Rick?
I'm just wondering, Cato. That 20,000.
What of it? You not got the money with you?
No, but there might be 20,000 in this room. Take a look. Can you picture Wayner's face when the Hornet pays him off in his own cash?
How long are you going to have to wait? Oh, I wish I'd brought my knitting.
Casey, shut up.
Are you sure that's the place?
Right across the street, Miss Case.
Well, it's a garage,
but... It's the garage. And remember, Casey, if there's trouble, you stay right here on this side of the street. There'll be enough grief without watching out for you.
Okay, Axford. You wouldn't be much help anyway as far as...
Hey.
Holy crow, look who's going into that garage.
Yeah, a big shot from the police department. I always thought he was a rat.
Suffering snakes. What are we waiting for? Let's go in and see.
Stand still, you lug. We're waiting for the Green Hornet. Let him go.
Waiter, take it easy.
Stacy, what are you doing here?
Fritz called me up. He said it was a matter of life or death. Didn't you tell him to call me?
No, I didn't. I don't figure this out, but you'd better scram, Stacy. You're a deputy commissioner of police. If the Green Hornet finds you...
The Green Hornet?
Yeah. He's making a deal for them guns you got for me. But if he knows you're in on this racket, he might blackmail you. You better duck out.
Too late for that, Waiter.
What the...
Oh. Hello, Hornet. Dutch brought you in the back way?
We don't need Dutch around. Suppose you and Stacy show me those guns.
Okay. Okay, long as you're here.
This truck of yours getting a repaint job?
Yeah, it got messed up a little a couple of nights ago. Before I show them guns, Hornet, how about the cash?
I have it.
Stop stalling, waiter. Get this over with. I want to get out of here.
Sure, Commissioner. Or is it deputy commissioner?
Come on, waiter, the guns.
Okay. This oil barrel right here.
Oil barrel?
Yeah, Hornet. I just twist it around like this. And there you are, the gun.
Wow, very clever, Waiter. Now here's your money.
Count it, Waiter.
Sure. While you're counting it, I'll just open these doors.
Close those doors, Hornet.
Hey, what is this? This money is mine. You got it from my safe.
Sure I did, Waiter, and Dutch didn't stop.
What did I say? Close those doors. If anybody passes by the... What is...
What's that car?
It's my car, and this is for you.
Waiter, look out. It's trapped.
Shoot him. Shoot the Hornet.
Take it, you rat. Help me out of the way of the car. I don't want you to run over, even while you're unconscious.
Hurry, Mr. Britt. Police come from cross street.
Step on it, Cato. Up the back.
Atwood,
attend
Mr. Hornet. We got him trapped.
Cato, just moving. That door is closed. Never mind that crash right through. Step on it.
Holy crow, did you see that, Moran? The Hornet sent his car right through the back wall. It's gone out of sight already.
I might have known that guy would get away. All this work for nothing.
For nothing, your foot, Moran.
Ah, something snakes, Casey. I told you to stay across the street. What are you doing here?
Using my eyes, you big lug. Look down there through this trap door. Aren't those guns? And this truck. Doesn't it fit the description of the one that hit the Sentinel truck?
Well, I'll be... Axford, she's right. It's that stolen gun racket. Wayner runs it, and Stacy's the rat who got him the gun.
Sure. Just check the numbers on those guns, and you've made an arrest, Sergeant. And you can...
Oh.
Expert, what's the matter with you? What are you looking for?
Oh, holy crow, Casey. I'm looking for a nickel for a phone card. I got to get the story into the Sentinel. Golly, I can see the headlines right now.
Captain Lexa, paper! Stolen gun racket, face the deputy commissioner! Brooks, confess to police! Read all about it! Green Hornet still at large! That's the last!